The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. In 2004, just weeks after it entered orbit around Saturn, NASA's Cassini space probe made one of its first major finds, spotting two tiny moons impossible to spot from Earthbound telescopes. At the time, Cassini's mission was planned to last until 2008. In 1989, the Toronto Stock Exchange was brought to its knees, not by stock prices, but by electromagnetic interference from a massive solar flare. Magazine editor Hugo Gernsback was born today in 1884. He founded and published the first science fiction magazine, Amazing Stories, in the 1920s, and the Hugo Awards are named in his honor. Actor Robert Culp was born on this day in 1930, forever remembered as the demon with the glass hand, a time traveler from beyond the outer limits.
Welcome, Mr. Trent. I see Breach died a hero, Mr. Trent. He brought you to us. Infinitely easier than going to look for you.
What do you want?
You, Mr. Trent. Give yourself up.
What is it you want? What?
I want the 70 billion future Earthmen. And you know where they are.
Where are the future people of the Earth?
In hiding. You are the key to releasing them.
Apollo 14 Command Module pilot Stu Russo was born today in 1933. Taika Waititi, director of Thor Ragnarok and the voice of The Mandalorian's IG-11, was born today in 1975.
I am IG-11. I am this child's nurse droid, and require that you remind him to me immediately.
A nurse droid? I thought it was a hunter. Aren't IGs usually hunters?
Now, evidently this one's a nurse.
I'm sorry, nurse, but you're gonna have to get out of here.
Are you refusing my request?
No. I'm telling you to get out of here.
Actor Bela Lugosi died on this day in 1956. Actor Jeff Corey died in 2002. William Wyndham, best known for starring in the 1960s sitcom My World and Welcome to It, but also remembered for his portrayal of a shattered starship captain in the original Star Trek, died in 2012.
There is no way to blast through the hull of that machine, so I'm going to take this thing right down its throat.
Mrs. Kirk, Matt, you'll be killed.
I've been prepared for death ever since I killed my crew.
No one expects you to die for an error in judgment.
The commander is responsible for the lives of his crew and for their deaths. Well, I should have died with mine.
We'll raise a glass at Tim Riley's bar in William Wyndham's honor. In 1997, Mike and the Bots faced a fearsome new cinematic foe as Mystery Science Theater 3000 tackled the hilariously dubbed Japanese movie Prince of Space.
Attention, people of Earth.
Macaque.
I am Ambassador Phantom from the planet Krangkor.
We are Ken.
I am rapidly approaching your planet in the warship which you have just seen. I will arrive tomorrow night at precisely 8 o'clock. At that time, I will make my wishes known to you.
Bark.
You will obey them or die.
Bark.
Have a pleasant night's sleep.
How are you?
Your weapons are useless against me, Phantom. You are merely exhausting your energy supply. You must leave the Earth at once.
But who are you? Tell me, who are you? What's your name?
I am Prince of Space.
Wait a moment.
And in 2007, the BBC sci-fi sitcom Hyperdrive shut down its engines for the last time with its final episode.
Anderson, come straight to Earth.
My court-martial.
For the parade, you're a hero, man!
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader-supported, and there's more than just the escape pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, expanded memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks or anything you might want to order from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. Our original designs can be found on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at Ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page on thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook of your escape pod was written and produced by Earl Kane.